Good morning. Record highs were established yesterday across interior New York and New England with full sunshine, a gusty south wind, and temperatures soaring into the 80s. This all out ahead of a cold front which moved through the region overnight with clouds and showers. Most of the wet weather has diminished considerably, even though the front still has to move through most of New England. So we'll start off with a fair amount of cloud cover and a northwesterly breeze building in behind the front. This will start a drying trend, and clouds will tend to break up through the morning, and especially this afternoon when we will enjoy full sunshine once again. And while temperatures have come down considerably from yesterday's highs, we'll still manage to get into the lower to mid-70s in most spots by the end of the day, even readings near 80 degrees in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. We'll start off tonight clear. Then clouds will move in as a disturbance swings through the Great Lakes and heads toward the Ohio Valley. Overnight lows will drop back into the 40s where skies stay clear all night long, but where clouds will start to build in, particularly in the Catskills and the Mohawk Valley, temperatures will bottom out closer to the 50-degree mark. As we get into the day tomorrow and the wind flips back around to the southeast, drawing in moisture off of the Atlantic, we'll pick up more in the way of cloud cover and a good chance of showers for most everyone during the afternoon hours. With the clouds and showers, temperatures will be held back into the lower 60s for afternoon highs. The low pressure center and storm system will intensify over the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes during the day on Friday. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, and there's a good chance of rain for everyone, with highs pushing up into the middle and upper 60s. On the backside of this storm system, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, windy and cooler weather for the weekend. Still the chance of rain on Saturday, with temperatures starting in the middle 50s, then dropping into the lower 50s in the afternoon. Blustery and cooler weather on Sunday, but the return to more sunshine with highs in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Super Typhoon Haima is located approximately 248 miles east-northeast of Manila in the Philippines, and that's also 253 miles northeast of Clark Air Force Base. Maximum sustained winds have come down a touch, but are still at 155 miles per hour, with gusts up to 190 miles per hour. Landfall on the north side of Luzon Island is expected by noon Eastern time today. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a non-tropical low-pressure system that's located about 225 miles northeast of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Cloudiness and thunderstorms associated with this system are currently located well east of the center due to strong upper-level westerly winds. However, upper-level conditions are forecast to become more conducive for this system to acquire some tropical characteristics, and a subtropical or tropical cyclone is likely to form within the next couple of days. The low is forecast to move northward to northwestward tomorrow and Thursday before turning north-northeastward and merging with a cold front over the western Atlantic by the weekend. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft is scheduled to investigate this system this afternoon if necessary. Regardless of development, locally heavy rainfall is possible over the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and portions of the northern Leeward Islands today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 48 degrees with a west wind at 68 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 0 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 67 degrees, the dew point 62, 84% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.86 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 8 at Big Piney, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds in Boston in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 84 degrees, a new record, breaking the old record of 82 set back in 1968, the low temperature 57, that's 22 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 11 hundredths for the month and 25.74 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low 38. The record high 79 set in 1963 and the record low 20 in 1974. Sunrise this morning at 7:14 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:06 p.m., 10 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and remaining warm today with highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear early tonight, then some clouds by sunrise tomorrow with lows in the lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear early tonight, then increasing clouds with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows right around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds remaining warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows right around 50. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers likely, lower 60s, rain likely on Friday, mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of rain Saturday, windy and turning cooler in the mid 50s. Breezy and cool Sunday with partly sunny skies, lower to mid 50s, and staying in the lower 50s with scattered showers on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.